Stories, History, Culture, Lost River. A radio project about the Boise Fort Band of Chippewa and their rich heritage.
You were talking about Spirit Island, and you said, really, it's really not what people think it is?
Mm-hmm.
Could you elaborate on that just a little bit?
People think that the significance of spirituality, it is in a sense, because the people that come down there contact the people. The people that went down there told them about the island, what there was on the island. And that's where people got the idea of where to go. Either they went to Little Fork, you know, which runs right into International Falls. From there, they go Ottawa, all over the place. People used to use this lake for ricing. That was the most significant, beautiful thing about this lake was the ricing. You can remember your days, your dad and them used to pole around here. They had to stand on top of the seat to pole because the rice was so high. And my mom, you know, when they went out ricing, they'd come out with about 5 gunny sacks full of rice. And ducks, oh Christ, after they got done ricing, they just went out there and kicked ass and ducks. But, you know, like I told them, what's his name? I said, you're making it really hard for us people to make a living out there because we don't have but two roads around this lake. That's the only thing I can really see about the Boise Fort is it took so long to get somewhere that sometimes the people had to camp. Like, they used to pick berries all the time around the swamp, and they had to go by car for so long, then they had to walk for so long, and they had to camp there. You know, a lot of blueberries, though. There used to be really, really a lot of blueberries. And that's usually about the people that come down here used to get direction from Spirit Island. There used to be a river all the way, coming all the way through Spirit to that lake. You can see them ways over on the river if you go down there where the people used to camp. Another way they used to come in through that Peach Creek, but you can see that road still in the goddamn where they used to knock over everything. Then the people used to come out there on the road. They used to walk in sometimes. You get a ride to the road, and they take them to the edge of the swamp and leave them there. That's the only 3 ways that I know of how to get into Net Lake.
That's all they had back then?
Yeah.
Just those 3 ways.
Before, they used to land an airplane there to let people on and come around. They used to let the airplanes land there. Then they come around and said that they couldn't do that because it was a spiritual lake and there was supposed to need no motors on that lake at all. But I know a lot of people that broke that. We won't get into that today. Jesus Christ.
Lost River is a production of the Net Lake Radio Project and is brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.